El Club del Country. Bring home the teardrops and let's have a ball. Un programa que ha fet història. She's just a mile out of Memphis and I'm already out of my mind. Durant 60 minuts escoltaràs els èxits del moment i els grans clàssics de tota la vida. Des de 1987 som fidels a una manera d'entendre la música. El Club del Country, presentat i dirigit per Rafael Corbí.
Benvinguts i benvingudes al programa 1971 del Club del Country i el segon que dediquem a repassar les cançons que des d'ençà que nosaltres vam començar han arribat a les llistes al número 1 de les llistes americanes de música country. Estem parlant de 40 anys gairebé de ràdio des d'aquell 1987. Soc Rafael Corbí i acabem d'escoltar aquest tema que ens aportaven els de Oak Ridge Boys, una cançó de James Dean Higgs amb Roger Moore que va arribar al número 1 el 19 de setembre de 1987, el 15è número 1 dels Oak Ridge Boys des del seu àlbum Where the Fast Lane Ends. Anem amb la música de Dan Seals, una cançó que va ser escrita per ell mateix, realitzada com a tercer senzill de l'àlbum On the Front Line, el seu 6è número 1 consecutiu, Three Time Loser.
I remember when I was back in school, teachers always wanted me to learn the rules. But I was studying girls on Friday night. I said, if I can learn this, everything's gonna be alright. You see, first time love, I was too young. Second time I was left holding on. Third time's charm, but I got burned. Three
time loser will never learn. I grew up and I thought that things would change. We're getting more mature, but I guess we stayed the same. But I still believe in a starry night, and I keep on waiting for the one that'll turn out right. You see, first time love, I was too young. Second time I was left holding on. Third time's charm, but I got burned. Three time a loser will never learn. Down one time, been down two times, been down three times, burned. First time a loser, second time a user, third time you think that I would learn, but I won't learn. Second time I was left holding on. Third time's charm, but I got burned. Three times a loser will never learn. First time I was too young. Second time I was left holding on. Third time's charm, but I got burned. Three times a loser will never learn.
El Club del Country, amb Rafael Corbí.
Looking at my life through the eyes of a young girl, growing older all the time. Maybe just a little wiser, I can clearly see.
Again.
veritat de cançó aquesta, You Again. Alguna vegada se l'ha titulat aquesta cançó I Choose You Again, una cançó escrita per Paul Overstreet i Don Shields, que va ser enregistrada per The Four Star Sisters, segon senzill del seu àlbum anomenat exactament igual aquest You Again que avui acabem d'escoltar. Un quartet preciós, Christy, June, Kathy i Kim Forrester de Georgia. The Way We Make a Broken Heart també va ser una cançó fantàstica escrita per John Hiatt, que primer va ser enregistrada anys enrere per Ray Cooder. El 1987 teníem aquesta preciositat de versió de Rose and Cash, que també la van fer com a duet. És una cançó que també arribava al número 1 aquell 1987.
Just one more kiss she'll have to miss this night with you. Now you're guilty of this secret love, as I am too. You're getting used to telling lies, feeling sorry when she cries. Now that the strings are attached, she'll catch on. We've done our part. Oh, and this is the way we make a broken heart. Lesson number one, we've just begun to hurt her soul. And with lesson two, she'll long for you when lights are. Before she comes apart. Oh, this is the way we make a broken heart. Now we
estàs escoltant el Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Cross the field.
field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, it feels so good to be with you.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Recordant els nostres orígens com a club del country el 1987, gairebé 40 anys enrere, amb temes com aquest que arribaven al número 1, la cançó de Wendy Waldman i Jim Pochoglou que enregistrava la Nitty Gritty Dirt Band amb Jimmy Ivotson cantant la veu solista, el segon senzill del seu àlbum Hold On, el Fishing in the Dark de la Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, o també aquest Shine, Shine, Shine que arribava al número 1 al mes d'octubre amb la composició de Ken Vell i Fod McGuire, originalment enregistrada per Reggie Bailey el 1985, però que va portar el número 1 des del seu àlbum Right Hand Man, Lady Raven. Això era Shine, Shine, Shine.
I won't get to it, 'cause I got plans for her tonight. You can watch her dance forever, but you won't hold her in your arms tonight. When it's all said and done, I will be the one to hold her tight. Oh, let her shine, shine, shine. Never had a dime. See her sparkle, see her glitter. No one holds a candle when she shines. She turns a mile a minute. She
twirl just like a spinning top. But one thing that you'll find, it's me who's on her mind when the music stops. So let her shine, shine, shine. Step back and let that little girl shine, shine, shine. When the night is over, she'll be mine, mine, mine. Step back and let that little girl shine. When it's all said and done, I will be the one to hold her tight. So let her shine, shine, shine. Sit back and let that little girl shine, shine, shine. When the night is over, she'll be mine, mine, mine. Sit back and let that little girl shine.
Els que sou de la meva generació i que vareu començar la música country als anys 80, reconeixereu aquests temes. Els que hi heu començat més tard, doncs us agradarà també possiblement saber el que es portava en aquell moment, com el tema de L. Thomas Conley, aquest Right From The Start, una cançó escrita, en aquest cas, per en Billy Herzig i en Randy Watkins. L. Thomas Conley la va portar a terme com a quart senzill del seu àlbum Too Many Times. 14è número 1. Mariel Thomas Conley.
First time that I met you, I was sure I sure could be. Don't ask me how, but there was no doubt that you were the one for me. Our love was intuition, is a feeling you just can't fight. I followed through with my plans for you, and now I know that I was right. Right from the start, I had this feeling in my heart. Baby, I knew you were right for the part. Right from the start, saying our love was sure to grow. Well, that's just what it did, and you've got to admit, baby, I told you so. Right from the start, I had this feeling.
Tota la música americana amb Rafael Corbí. sorry I couldn't get you on the line. You'll never know just how much I'm wishing you would show up and say you changed your mind. Am I blue? Yes, I'm blue. It started the day I lost.
Es notava la diferència entre el que era més country tradicional, amb aquests estils que també ens arribaven de Western Swing, que ens aportava George Strait, o el country més popero, que aleshores es portava directament des de Nashville. I el Thomas Conlin era una mostra. I aquest Am I Blue, de George Strait, una cançó que va escriure en David Chamberlain, ens arribava amb aquesta altra mostra. Una cançó realitzada a l'agost del 1987 com a tercer i últim senzill del seu àlbum Ocean From Property, que significava el 12è número 1 de George Strait a les llistes de música country. Què me'n dieu d'aquesta preciositat que ve ara escrita per Troy Seals i Graham Lyle, la cançó Maybe Your Baby's Got the Blues, que ens aportava el duo de música country The Judds des del seu àlbum Horland? Va ser el seu tercer senzill d'aquest disc i el seu 10è número 1 a les llistes americanes de música country de Billboard. Am I Blue, de George Strait, i ara Maybe Your Baby's Got the Blues, de The Judds.
If you hear her cry at night, better turn on your light. Maybe your baby's got the blues. When she says there's nothing wrong, she just wants to be alone. You can bet your baby's got the blues. Women like men to make the first move and touch her like he used to. When there's aching in her heart, only tenderness sometimes. When her days all run the same and she says she thinks she needs a change, maybe your baby's got the blues. If she says she just a wife and so far from the glamorous life, you can bet your baby's got the blues. Women like men to make the first move and touch her like he used to. And there's aching in her heart, only tenderness can find.
women like men to make them feel alive and keep her apron strings untied. Yes, women like men to love them through the blues sometimes. Yes, women like men to love them through the blues sometimes.
Clarament consolidades ja en aquesta època, Naomi i Wynonna, The Judds, guanyadores cada any del Premi al Millor Duo de l'any, ens aportaven aquest Maybe Your Baby's Got the Blues, i cada vegada més consolidat estava en Randy Travis, amb cançons precioses, en aquest cas també amb Troy Sills a la composició i amb Max D. Burns, I Won't Need You Anymore, Always and Forever, una cançó que va ser originalment enregistrada per George Jones el 1981 i que va enregistrar en Randy Travis també.
Always and forever, you're the one that hung the moon. After all these nights together, I still get lost in your perfume. And if I could write a love song, every line would tell the truth. It would be a warm and soft one, and my heart would say to you, when you see me walk on water, when the sea don't reach the shore, when the fires of hell freeze over, so easy, lying here the way we are. No one else could ever hold me like the heavens hold the stars.
Won't Need You Anymore, Always and Forever, ens la va portar en Randy Travis del seu àlbum anomenat així, Always and Forever. Va esdevenir el seu quart número 1 a les llistes de música country. Com hem dit, era tota una ja manera de veure que la seva carrera doncs arribaria lluny, i efectivament ho va ser-ho, perquè aquí s'estava consolidant perfectament. El següent número 1, estem repassant el 1987, ja estem arribant al final perquè va ser el darrer del mes de novembre, una cançó escrita per Bill LaVoynt i Pat McLaughlin que van registrar Steve Wariner per al seu àlbum It's a Crazy World. Aquest va ser el tercer senzill extret de l'àlbum i el setè número 1 a la carrera de Steve Wariner. La cançó Linda. Thank you.
Estàs escoltant el Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí.
Hello, yeah, this is me. Lord, it's been a long, long time. I know this ain't no social call. So go ahead, get it off your mind. You heard what? Well, it ain't true. I was here most all last night. I got over you the day you left. Could it be somebody like? They said what? That I was crying. I haven't shared that I spoke your name. Well, that's insane. I hardly noticed you're not here. That I showed your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I got no pride? They've been here at home, face down. Lord, I bet somebody lied. But if they were true, what would it matter to you? Would it change the way you feel? If the rumors were right, would you be here tonight? Help this old heart heal. Well, don't worry, it wasn't me. Just someone whose world was torn in two. Someone who looks a lot like me and loves someone like you. So forget the tears, I never cried. Lord, I bet somebody lied.
Quins noms més impressionants que estem recordant amb el programa del dia d'avui, com el de Ricky Van Shelton, un dels meus intèrprets preferits, amb aquest Somebody Light, la cançó de Joe Chambers i Larry Jenkins, que va ser una versió d'un tema que primer van registrar Conway Twitty el 1985, tercer senzill d'un àlbum també preciós que ens va portar en Ricky Van Shelton i que avui recordàvem al vostre costat. Més música, més cançons, i la veritat és que també és excepcional la peça que ara mateix ens portarà Reba McEntire. Es deia The Last One to Know.
Is the last one to know.
it would be easier to face the morning. If you were holding me tonight, but you left me without a warning, holding on to a heartache while she's hurt.
No, una cançó escrita per Matricia Burke. M'ha encantat sempre la Matricia. I Jean Marias, originalment enregistrada per Karen Brooks el 1985 i que després va versionar i també va donar nom al seu treball discogràfic de Reba McEntire, The Last One to Know, un dels darrers números 1 del 1987 que avui estem repassant. Katie Oslin, una de les meves artistes preferides també de l'època, va escriure i compondre aquesta cançó del seu preciós àlbum, tercer senzill, 80s Ladies. Va ser el seu tercer número 1 i el primer dels quatre senzills a arribar al número 1 de les llistes de música country.
What I'm asking.
El Club del Country, des del 1987.
Música de Highway 101 amb el seu moment, amb aquesta veu tan preciosa de Paul Carlson. Va fundar la banda juntament amb altres excel·lents personatges el 1986 a Los Angeles i varen tancar el 1987 i varen obrir el 1988 amb aquest Somewhere Tonight, una cançó de Ronnie Crowell i Harlan Howard, enregistrat per ells com a tercer senzill del seu àlbum Highway 101. Va ser el seu tercer èxit i el primer dels seus quatre números 1 les llistes de música country. Tancarem la paradeta amb aquest programa 1971 del Club del Country, que us ha portat el seu programa especial recordant la música de gairebé 40 anys de programa de ràdio de música country a les zones. I Can't Get Close Enough, una cançó de J.P. Pennington i Sonny Lemur, que van enregistrar Exile com a primer senzill del seu àlbum Shelter from the Night. Va ser el seu desè i últim número 1 a les llistes de música country. I Can't Get Close Enough ens acomiada el programa d'avui amb Exile. Serà fins la propera. Adéu-siau.
I could only show